What follows may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Security Perimeter Podcast, an island of insanity, starring my dad, Athanasios Christoulas. This is an amazing podcast, really the best. You're gonna love it. Guaranteed, 100%. We are gonna make podcasting great again. Promise. And now, my dad, Athanasios, aka Saki Christoulas.
So thanks for coming, guys, for the third Bandy with Human Radio. Thanks for coming for the third annual.
Hi.
Thanks for coming for the third annual Security Perimeter Podcast Christmas special. Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila.
Hey,
it's the regular. It's the regular crew. It's the regular crew. We also have like one different person every year, more or less.
Hola. Yeah.
And
well, I didn't have an option. You have to like.
Yay, we're constant.
To like.
Yeah.
I remember.
Okay, so how was your semester? How was your semester?
Hard.
What's the next topic of discussion?
I'm asking.
No. What, like,
after that?
It's been tough.
I'm going to make an announcement. But after the announcement, but before the announcement, I want to hear how your semester
was going really well.
I spoke to you about your semester.
Yeah, it was going really well, and now it's a bit stuck.
But you, last time we spoke, you were like, I'm fed up, I want to get out of here.
I'm still fed up, and I want to get up.
But now you're saying it went well.
No, it was
schizophrenic.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I need the most information.
Can I change my vote to Faku?
Yeah.
It needs to become more gay.
See, yeah. I was right.
You're
controlling him because I'm Jewish.
You're a Jew, so you shut up, right? You can't say it's Christmas time. You can't fucking talk. You killed.
Yeah.
You killed my Messiah.
It's Hanukkah also.
You killed my Messiah.
When is Hanukkah this year?
Divos.
Right? She killed our Messiah.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Well,
that's not. Wasn't a Messiah.
That's not what
that's
point. That's what you say.
Are we talking about Andrew or who are we talking about?
No.
Jesus.
The Jews killed Jesus.
Technically. The Romans killed.
Technically, the Romans.
I thought Mexico's Messiah was.
We just didn't defend.
No, Mexico's Messiah is a Guadalupe the Virgin, but never mind. No, you're not Guadalupanos, you guys. No. You didn't go yesterday?
The last time I was in a church, it was when I was baptized, and it was because I was little and I couldn't get out.
No,
it was
like
I was really
and you were screaming.
Yeah.
And you were screaming. You were like,
No,
and all the crosses fell upside
down. Yeah. And like the holy water started like
boiling.
Yeah.
And in the back, Sarah was like, Shalom.
I visit churches way more than you do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, probably. But
because you go there to destroy it, right?
To what?
To destroy it.
You go like Jesus to flip the tables.
Can we not make this about Jews again?
We always make it about Jews, man.
Can we not make this about Jews?
You're the one who starts it.
I know, but I'm going
to...
Okay, let's change the topic. Let's go into Trump. Let's talk about Trump.
But we were on Howard.
No, let's not talk about
the announcement.
I want to make an announcement. I'm going to do a parallel podcast, another podcast, called... what did I call? Raw and unedited 20th century history.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah,
and it's going to be probably edited, but still.
No, it's not.
But why another?
It's coming. Yeah, it's going to come. It's going to come like pretty much straight out of the classes, not all the classes in history.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm gonna do that.
But you already have
because
like,
you know why? Because the
but like you already have like one bad podcast. Why do you want two bad podcasts?
Because I like wasting my time. All
right, fair enough.
Awesome.
It gives me pleasure. Plus the whole thing on myth busting that I did was like, man, It's like quadruple the listenership.
Wait, I need to make this question.
Did you think that's funny?
No, it's just amazing that quadrupled your listenership.
Of all things, you know, like an interview with like Alan Burson, the undersecretary for almost.
Yeah, no, but it was that.
Myth-busting.
I mean, we've been over this before. Like the Second World War is really morbid, and like people are really interested in it. Like. What was the statistic? If you place a swastika on the book, it sells like twice as much.
No, it sells 25-30% more.
Yeah.
There you go.
Of course, because the Jews are moving it to sell more.
Yeah.
I mean,
are you telling that as a Jew? Are you coming out with it?
Okay, she did it to herself then.
Yeah.
That was me.
But yeah.
I mean, they always did
that. But that's, you know, I mean, it's the whole series is about this morbid fascination. Honestly, that's what the series is. It's about this morbid fascination about the Nazis and how wonderful and amazing and how incredible they were. In spite of all, hold on there, don't give me that look. In spite of all the horrible things that they did, how awesome military strategists they were and diplomats and stuff like that. And the whole series is about dispelling myths. So,
It sounds like a really cool podcast.
Because it was all about this, you know, like, fuck.
Yeah, but it's also like, I think people are trying to like, almost like, apologize for Nazis.
But that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea. It's like you have this shit going on right now where stuff you couldn't say 15, 20 years ago, you can now say it, right? So,
That's good and bad.
No, it's not. The stuff I'm referring to is
Nazi.
The stuff that, well, you know.
So why is that a good thing?
It's a bad thing.
The podcast is like a response to that. The new podcast.
Yeah, well, like, we're not arguing for that.
Oh, okay, good. I thought you were.
Like, the podcast is like, taking on these myths that the Nazis were really, really, really bad, but they were good, you know, military strategists. No, they weren't. They sucked. If it wasn't for the fucking Nazis, the Germans would have won the war.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to tell my students in history.
I love the argument.
I have to agree.
But
they were really bad,
Greece,
but they could really handle the economy. I love that argument.
Mexico.
It's like, they just printed money.
Chavez argument.
No, and also, like, Germany was massively in debt, and, like, Germany owed a lot of money to
England. Yeah, there was price control, because there was price controls with a bullet on your head, but... pointed towards your head. But so, you know, 15, 20 years ago, these people kept their fucking mouth shut.
Yeah.
Because they knew we'd beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Or at least I would. Now, they're not keeping their mouth shut.
I know, but you still
want to beat the crap out of them.
It's like the people who now believe that saying that your opinion regarding abortion is a fact. And it's ridiculous.
Well, that's your fault.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is, because you're the social constructivist.
You're a woman.
Hey.
No, not a Jew.
How am I?
Whoa!
Not a woman.
Why are you playing with your
entire generation?
Why did you bring up the youth?
Your generation has converted anything into a fact.
Yeah.
But bullshit.
Yes.
No,
it's your generation that's done that. Now, social constructivism is that
shit. Okay, boomer.
Get ready,
Gerda. No, what are you, Gerda? What's her name?
Greta Thunberg.
Of all people to name, person of the year, you know.
She's amazing.
No, you know why I find it so funny that they named Greta Thunberg.
She's amazing.
No, but think about
it. Let him talk.
It's really funny that they named her person of the year.
Just
because,
a pick on.
You are telling me that, like, she did all these things for climate change, and now they're gonna.
Didn't.
No, well, like, she's so outspoken about climate change, and now they're gonna
print
a billion copies with her face on it. So they're gonna waste like a ton of paper naming her person of the year.
You hipsters, going back to what I was saying, you hipsters are responsible for all this like alternative fact shit.
No, I agree with you on that. Like, it is.
It started as social constructivism.
It's the same, like, the same argument, basically.
I mean,
anything's for social constructivism. Whatever I think is the answer is the answer.
But I mean, it's normally old people that tell you that their word is the law.
Give Trump and these assholes such a hard time when you guys 15, 20 years ago were saying the same kind of stuff.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, 20 years ago, I couldn't say the same.
Do you know what social constructivism is?
No, no, Saki, I just want you to close your eyes.
Where your reality is constructed. Okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, where your reality is socially constructed.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm still trying to get through, like, how many letters of the alphabet we're going to have for gender. I mean, we just keep on adding them and adding them and adding them and adding it. Now, I'm not saying I'm intolerant. You guys know me. I'm far from being intolerant.
You can't be intolerant to homosexuality.
I mean, enough is enough. What are we up to now? Like 13 letters for genders? Is it genders or sex?
Genders. What letters?
LGBTQR. You know what? If you can be non-binary and you can have all that the different spectrums, well then I'm biracial. Well, I identify as black.
Are you being racist?
I identify as a black dude.
Whoa!
I identify as a black dude from Mississippi.
We are only 20 minutes in, and you're already playing the race card.
It feels like the guy.
This is not the race card.
It is the race card.
No, it's not. I'm a black guy from Mississippi, and I play blues all day.
That's great news, by the way.
What? You got a problem with that?
It depends. I have a problem depending on which kind of blues.
What? Mississippi blues. Okay, fine. I'm a hybrid.
Okay. How about we compromise?
Between black, Japanese, and alien.
You can't do that.
It's okay.
So you're a
true. Why not? Why can't you be
Because the lizard people would never let you do that. Why not?
And she knows a thing about lizard people. Am I right?
Nazi bases. Nazi Jewish bases on the moon there. You can see all this shit, can't you? Can't you?
Yeah, of course.
But what, if somebody can be non-binary, why, or somebody can be bi-binary, bi-binary? You see?
What is bi-binary?
Well, who knows? But that's the thing is, you like
non-binary.
You'll hear it next week.
Okay, now hear me out.
That shit has... Oh, well, if you guys could say, or if we could say that, right, then they could say that, you know, the Holocaust, only 30 people were underfed.
Okay. Can I say something?
Why not?
Apart, like, getting back to the...
So
why not?
You're basically saying that we can just say whatever we want.
No, I'm saying that there are things that are facts.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree with you.
And this whole podcast is about facts.
Yes.
Yes. This podcast and also the new one.
The new podcast.
Of course. Okay?
Here is now only...
It's raw and...
Security.
Cold War. And maybe I'll go...
Yeah.
Here's a funny thing. You know, the ones who are like the most social constructivist and who are little LGBTQRSQRSPPPYNQTUVYZQ...
That was the launch
right?
code. That's the launch code. Don't say it out loud.
Are also the ones that say it's a scientific fact that there's global warming. Now fucking try to figure that one out.
For those of you at home, he's rising from his seat and he's
okay.
While standing.
I thought they just told us there are no scientific facts.
He's ranting.
Scientific facts?
The subject is becoming aggressive.
Oh, there are some scientific facts.
I don't know.
Okay, so it's your fault that Trump won the election.
No, it actually is. It's
your fault.
Are you calling me Democrat, sir?
No, yes. I mean,
Whose fault is it that he's going to win?
I'm talking about the
Democrats.
Yeah, whose fault is that?
The Democrats.
Not me.
Why?
Because they don't have one.
Also,
they don't
Boris have Johnson candidate. Just won again.
Huh?
Boris Johnson. Just won the majority.
I mean, if we're talking about person of the year doesn't mean that you have to be like a good person. Not necessarily. I mean, you can go back to the 30s.
Boris
has had a bigger impact.
Wait.
Impact on the world.
Can we go around and everyone name their person of the year?
Impact on the world.
Why?
But that's the historical way that time chooses person.
I don't know, but what was his impact?
Oh, he's making Europe fall apart?
But that wasn't him.
No.
That
was Justin. I know. What?
Oh, Justin.
Can we...
Go back to Justin.
That name is like cursed, I think. Justin.
You still in love with him?
I was never in love with him.
Mm. I think that name is cursed. Like, if you're called Justin, like...
It doesn't sit well on the mouth.
His kid is cute. He's a cute kid.
Okay, he was black-faced.
That was his dad.
No, that was him. All three of them.
The kid?
Really? Probably.
Okay. Mm.
He's obsessed with blackface.
Saki, who would be your person of the year then?
Mine?
Yeah. Okay, so who would you pick?
Jeff Bezos, because he told us that you can't ever have enough money and be an asshole about it.
Alright, so who should be?
Jeff Bezos, you can't have enough money.
And because you can never have enough money and be asshole about it. Because you need to buy another mansion in New York. Meanwhile, your employees die on your warehouse.
Sorry. I meant to get high before we came here? Like, I would have done. You just had to let me know.
What did you say? Are you saying too much money? Are you saying that he said that too much money is not good? Or that...
He's saying that he showed us that having...
limitless money.
So you would pick Bezos because money would not.
No, because he is buying another mansion in I think it was New York.
No, dude, you lost it. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Next, Valentina. Yeah.
Who's your person of the year?
I think Greta is a good person of the year.
Fine.
Hey, you stole my answer.
You need a new
one. You would pick Greta also?
Yeah. You know, this whole semester, we just say the same things. It's insane.
What?
We're becoming like Siamese twins.
We are.
Like the ones that say the same thing. It's going insane.
And you're a Paraguayan Catholic during after the Second World War, and you're a Jew?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, also she's Italian.
Who?
Not me.
and she's Italian on top of that? Mm-hmm. Well, the Italians actually kind of...
They were
kind of decent,
much better.
But they were collaborators.
They went onto the streets to defend a sweet old lady who was a Holocaust survivor.
Yeah.
All right. Who would you pick as your person of the year?
I don't know. No one. This year was shit.
No, it's not a question of it being shit. Somebody who impacted the world, who had the biggest impact for the year 2019.
Can my dog be in it?
Can your dog?
But because it says person of the year. Unless your dog automatically assumes he is a person and defines himself as a person.
You know who had a lot of impact this year too? Xi Jinping.
I mean, that applies to...
But he always does.
Yeah, that applies to all his years.
Yeah.
Was it this year or last year that the Kim was the big troublemaker?
Last year.
Wasn't it all years?
No, the beginning of this year was when Trump swore he solved the problem.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, so...
Oh, he swore.
You see? That's nice. It just seems to me that this was a very political choice on...
It always is.
Fair enough. To specifically go after Trump. Because he knew that they would trigger him. But... Sure. I'm okay with that.
She has made a lot of impact.
I guess so. Hey, man, our minister of or secretary of public defense this year.
Oh, not this. Can I just say what a smooth transition?
It was. It was a good segue.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, it was a nice.
Yeah, but you ruined it. Thanks.
Why?
Yeah,
but didn't corruption in Mexico stop last year?
Liberal.
That's what I'm asking. What's corruption?
No, but this is the corruption that happened before.
Right. Under Donald Trump.
We are purging all of our ghosts into the past.
Ah, yeah.
And we get to
interesting.
Yeah, until the independence and then...
And after we purge our ghosts, we'll purge our Jews.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Oh wow!
Hey, is Bibi Netanyahu out? I'm sorry, I've not been following Israel.
We're not sure.
What? He was charged though.
He was.
See,
charged.
He's like a man of the year.
Who?
No,
Netanyahu.
He hasn't managed to do anything this year.
No, but it's not about doing something good or bad. It's about
at all. He hasn't done anything.
He's been good at being an asshole.
Yeah,
but he hasn't had any impact.
Nothing. Because they're going...
Well, then the same logic for Greta, then. Or Bertha.
People going out of the streets every Friday is amazing.
I mean, and she became the martyr. She became the image of the movement.
Now she got Jane Fonda in Panic, and Jane Fonda is doing
Fire Drill Fridays,
and she's getting arrested every
good
Friday.
Good for her.
It's interesting.
Apparently, Saki doesn't
But BB
like Jane
is
Fonda.
Going.
She had her moments.
She's cool.
She is cool.
BB is going for a third election because.
But how? Isn't he? He's charged with like crimes.
He's still the leader of the party.
But he lost a majority, right?
They lost a majority, and then they had to do a
coalition,
and they didn't build it, and then it went to Gantz, and then Gantz hasn't managed to do it either, so they're going for a third election.
Oy.
Were you guys surprised about the conservatives yesterday talking about elections?
No.
Because I thought I was. But what was the polling saying? See, I wasn't following that. I was in Canada drinking beer. You didn't say anything about me losing weight, you motherfuckers.
I did.
Yay! I think.
I did the
what, didn't what? I lose weight?
Yeah,
I
thought you never lost.
That was a good answer.
I like it, man. So I think like consuming massive quantities of beer
works
to lose weight, to bring down my beer belly. Wasn't Boris like losing?
He was, and the majority
he was losing support, but the polls said that the conservatives were going to win.
But hasn't there been, like the last year, people like kind of fed up with the whole Brexit thing?
Yeah. People want to get back
to
it.
So why would they vote for it?
No, but the thing is, like, with Brexit, it's going to become like a tradition. Like, you know, the British are very, like, heavy on tradition. Like, in 100 years, like, there's going to be, like, another Brexit negotiation. No one's going to know what it's said about, but it's just going to be like Doctor Who knew, you know? They have it, they love it, no one else gets it.
So what happens now? That, like, Brexit, it's going to be hard Brexit.
I don't know.
Apparently.
We don't know, because the presidency just changed in Europe, too. Like, the Council of Europe.
Well, I think the real question and the real problem is...
just left, and now there's Ursula von der Leyen.
And?
Well, the one that had given him, like, given Brexit, like,
all the
long stands was Juncker, and he was the one who negotiated, and we don't know how well it's going to go now.
With Ursula?
Yeah.
Probably as good as Greta. See, I wouldn't want to be a room alone with Greta or with anybody named Ursula.
She seems tough. Yeah,
well, so Ursula, I think of German women dressed in Nazi uniforms when I think of the name Ursula.
I don't know if she's German. Where's she from?
Ursula?
God, German. No.
I just think about the little mermaid.
Is she Norwegian? Oh, let's see.
That's even worse. Because we hate Norwegians.
Do we hate Norwegians?
We do. We hate Norwegians.
Sorry, we hate so many, like...
Well, we hate... Let's see, who do we hate? We hate the Jews, right? Right, Sarah?
What?
We hate the Jews. Well, because you control everything.
Yeah.
Oh, she is German, and her second name is Gertrude.
Ursula Gertrude?
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Like,
okay, so this is the part that I'm not calling the part in the middle.
What's the part in the middle?
The part in the middle is where I'm going to give you a list. I'm going to give you a topic, and you're going to give me the best example of that.
Okay.
One by one?
Oh, I'm scared. The best example.
Yeah, the best example.
Yeah, you were
okay. All right. Bestest living racist.
What?
Bestest living racist.
Kuta.
Ooh, that's really good.
Beanie.
Good. Okay.
I was gonna say she.
She who?
Jinping.
Oh, the Chinese dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Is he?
Yes, Barry.
Yeah. It's like the Muslims.
Oh, does Bolsonaro come into this?
Yeah,
that
was going to be my answer, because what Sarah now said, you need to say Trump. So.
No, but I put it out there.
Okay.
Trump's definitely Bolsonaro.
Racist of the year. Racist of the year, how about that? The biggest racist of the year.
Trump.
So instead of Time Magazine, it's Saki Magazine.
Yeah, Saki Magazine, racist of the year. All right.
Yeah,
Trump.
Trudeau?
Yeah,
Trudeau.
Final vote.
BB.
I
vote Trump.
Trump? I'm sticking to my main man, Bolsonaro.
Bolsonaro
doing great job in the jungle.
Shut up.
Okay,
next question.
You can't throw stuff out there and not expect me to ask questions.
That was the only question?
Yeah, that's
okay,
the only
question. Okay, well, let's give another example.
I have a
question. Well, you want to propose another top,
I have a question.
Top five list? Yeah.
The thing is, like, Trump has, like, ridiculous, like, monopoly money.
Yeah.
And he plays...
Not really. I mean, he's good at losing money, but...
Yeah, but, like, he
still has a lot of it.
Yeah, but
he could retire right now. What super villain stuff would you do if you had Trump's money?
Super villain stuff?
Yeah, big ambitious...
Yeah, like, I would retire.
You already did it.
Despicable me.
Did you say? You would colonize the moon?
I would steal the moon.
You did.
You already have it.
You stole it, right?
I mean, not actually me.
You're not sharing it.
No. What would you do?
If
you had like trans, like what super villain
the
stuff?
The evil villain shit that I would do.
Yeah, with trans money.
What would you do?
I'd probably like buy Argentina.
Yeah.
And just like run it myself and like show that it can be run if everyone just shuts up and does.
Yeah, but that's like a good thing.
There's no way to shut everyone up in Argentina. There's no way.
Yeah,
there are Argentinians. It's really hard.
No. Can I do something really like evil, but it's backfire?
That's not evil. Because I mean, you're doing them a favor, aren't you?
Yeah, fair enough.
Why?
Okay.
Well, because he just said he's gonna make the cutting country.
But that's the thing. Can I do something that like it's apparently
listen,
evil?
Listen, the problem with Argentina is not Argentinians. All right, it's neoliberalism. Shut your fucking mouth, you fucking capitalist
big dog.
But
that's also their problem in Mexico. But we fixed that.
We did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can fix it in Argentina. Just buy the whole country.
The lessons.
Well, call it a fourth transformation. They're gonna like that.
You know, I'll call it a fifth because they want to be better than everyone else. They'll be happier if it's the fifth.
Make it the first.
So what would you do?
No,
like, it's gotta be evil though.
No, can I do something evil that backfires immediately? Like something really Trump. Like you have this big ass plan and then it works against you. I would steal Paris, like the whole city. I would steal it, but then everyone would be happy because no one likes Parisians apparently.
I love Paris.
I would make it.
They're not that bad.
No. Yeah, I would put it like in a snow globe.
They're like people from Buenos Aires. We don't like them either.
No,
I would shrink it.
I would do.
I think Parisians are
weird,
given a bad rap unnecessarily.
Nah.
I wouldn't know.
Okay, I would buy New York and let the rats colonize it.
Ooh, oh my god, you could have
that would be cool.
A real life Godzilla to like.
I got it. I would go back in time and I would do what MacArthur said.
But we live
which was to bomb.
Nuke the Koreans?
Nuke China 50 times.
And the Koreans.
And the Koreans. And the North Koreans. Yeah.
But that screws up the rest of the world too.
Next question. Do you think that MacArthur and Trump would get along?
No.
That's a good question. Because they both have the same personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think they're like...
Because they're
so similar, they will like
flash.
Yeah.
I would think they would end up in like a gay relationship.
What? But Trump is already in a gay relationship.
What's wrong with that?
No.
He's not already in a relationship with his daughter, man. Shh. Nobody knows that. Well, the father of all Ivanka's kids is actually Trump. Because he's been... What? I'm not allowed to do that? Find proof against me. Find proof against me.
He has a point.
I can't.
He has a point.
It's a fact. It's an alternative fact. There you go.
Well, that's all our time.
It's like fake news.
Yep.
That's what I have in common with Trump. We both have a shitty haircut and we both fantasize about his daughter.
So. Ah. You have a daughter?
No, he's like Trump's daughter.
You fantasize about Ivanka?
Nah.
It looks like a fucking vampire.
I love how non-committed you were to the bit. First question: do you find Savanka? You want no? Not even a tiny bit of commitment.
I find her revolting. Actually,
no, she's alright.
Ivanka.
I wouldn't marry her, but
I
wouldn't marry anyone.
I feel bad for her, honestly. Your father being all like weird about you. I find it like poor
the father being a pedophile. Yeah.
Poor her.
What?
Pobrecita.
Wait, what would be the evil thing that you would do?
Yeah, tell us.
Oh, I know what you would do. You'd bring democracy and peace to the planet.
But that's not evil, though.
I'm looking at it from her perspective. Yeah. I'm looking at her from her perspective.
No,
I'm trying to be her, okay?
That's not her.
This is me being sensitive. It's me being a nice person.
No,
okay,
no,
I'm
no,
trying to be a nice person here.
It doesn't work.
What?
I'm pitching this idea.
We already control the moon. That plan's already in place.
With the Nazis. Listen, I was
told
last semester that the Holocaust was a
scam.
Yeah. So.
News.
Like climate change.
Like climate change.
Yeah.
And Trudeau never did blackface 3 times.
And the Arctic.
3. That's a lot.
3 times. Yeah, he did blackface when he was like youngish, you know, like 10 years old. He did blackface when he was a college student. And then he did blackface when he was a high school teacher in British Columbia. So the excuse that he... Yeah, he seems to be a little obsessed about black people, don't you think?
A little.
3 Halloweens blackface?
That's too much.
That's a little strange.
Is that a Canadian thing?
No.
Okay.
No.
No, because then they'd have...
Hey!
What's like the most popular Halloween costume in Canada? Do we know?
A huge blackface. Sorry sign.
A huge sorry.
I was thinking Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons,
yeah.
Like a Tim Hortons costume.
Yeah.
What would be the evil thing you would do?
Yeah, tell us.
I was going to turn off all the stoplights.
Like everywhere
in the world.
I kind of dig that.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, I like that.
It's not so evil, but it would be fun to watch.
How was Canada, Andy? Canada was cold. Canada was cold.
Would you say that? Maybe would you say it was cold?
It was a lot of work.
Work?
Yeah.
That's more than I expected.
You were supposed to be on sabbatical.
It was, I learned a lot. That's for sure.
About the aliens?
That's awesome.
I learned a lot about... They're seriously scared of the fucking Russians.
Yeah, I would be.
I mean, seriously fucking scared. And this isn't only the Canadians. This is like NATO in general.
Yeah.
And for a couple of reasons. For what the Russians are doing, but also for how...
What they feel
like...
And the aliens...
I can already feel my visa Russian privilege.
So, living. They,
no, I don't have it.
They,
I had them until now.
They are concerned about what Russia's up to. I mean, the motivation. Here's a little quick lesson in security. Threat is about capability and motive and intent. So they have...
Credibilidad, no? It's a credible threat.
But that goes with capability.
So the capability is there, and the motive...
It's a bit...
And NATO's very worried because they're quite behind technologically from the Russians, about a decade behind.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the Russians aren't going to win the Second Cold War. And it's not going to stay.
The same thing happened in the beginning of the Cold War, the First Cold War. But then the Americans caught up. Remember the space race? The Russians were ahead?
Yeah.
But
I have a problem with that. Like, I do think the Russians won the space race.
How?
Because the Americans got one achievement.
But it was the most...
No, but that one achievement, you need to...
Yeah, no, I know, but
a
like...
A lot you, of different things.
Yeah, yeah, but you also...
You have to be able to do spacewalks. You have to be able to
land.
Well, to land, to take off. You have to be able to do space docking.
It's really easy. You just call Sarah and she'll hook you up.
Space docking.
Yeah.
The Russians had to do it themselves.
Like space docking? That was a big fucking deal.
I mean, but there were no Jews left in Russia. There was no way that they could have won the space.
That's why the Russians had to do it themselves. And
that's why
they need to get some credit.
Yeah, they lost.
Yeah, but that's why they need to get some credit. Because they had to do it themselves.
Canadians are building like Corvettes for the Arctic. Like a smallish, bigish military vessel. Just to patrol the Arctic.
A Corvette?
I was thinking...
Yeah, well, I'm saying...
But there's not going to be...
I know you would know what a Corvette is, but maybe some other people might not. But a Corvette is... It's a small vessel, but it's an ice-breaking Corvette.
Medium vessel.
Huh?
Medium
small.
Oh, so we're not talking about the car?
It's not...
No.
We're talking about
but
the
it's
ship.
Got... Okay,
I need you to close your eyes.
Dude, it's got two helipads. A Corvette. Two helipads.
So it's not a car.
It's
not
a car. Yeah, I mean the whole thing, the whole car looks like a little tiny aircraft.
Well, how's the car? So you have like the one, you know,
you have the command and control in the front.
Yeah. And then the tower.
You have two pads.
But like, why are they spending
like three guns in, two guns in front?
It's the fucking Russian, I think.
No, but the Arctic's going to melt.
Huh?
The Arctic's going to melt.
Well, that's the reason, because now the Russians, as the issue of sovereignty is coming up in the Arctic, for years it was irrelevant because it was just fucking ice. Nobody gave a shit.
Yeah.
But now there's...
but now they care. Yeah. Everybody cares. And one of the areas where you are seeing this confrontation between NATO and Russia is the fucking Arctic. And the Canadians are on the front line.
Wasn't it like normal in the Cold War to have like hidden submarines under the Arctic?
All the time.
Yeah, you're talking
from
like
Asia to Europe. You got to go down to the Panama Canal or the Nicaraguan Canal if the Chinese ever built it. What did I say?
Panal? Like
beehive.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so you got to go down to the Panama Canal or the Nicaraguan Canal, and you got to do that, and then you got to go back up. Mm-hmm. Now, from Asia, you cut 4,000 miles if you go on through the Arctic.
Yeah,
so there's so the Chinese are claiming that it's open water, and the Canadians are claiming that it's national water. The Russians are claiming that it's national water. Their national water. So you have overlap. You have overlapping sovereignty issues.
Yeah.
Plus, at the same time, you have other countries like China who are saying, no, nobody has sovereignty. Not even the Russians.
If you cross through the Arctic, mm-hmm. how many nautical miles is it from Canada to Russia?
Nothing.
Like, we share the Arctic. I mean, the border is right. Well, technically, the border is
in the Arctic.
The border between Russia and Canada is the Arctic. It was never clearly defined.
Yeah.
Because nobody really cared.
Yeah. But now they do.
Now they do. So where this ends up being delimited, it's
delimited.
It's going to make a big difference. The Americans, for example, for years were like open water, you know, the same position as the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're not.
But now they're not because they're seeing the
like
threat.
Also like Russia apparently
so
is training.
US supports Canada on this.
Like special operations in the Arctic.
Oh, they've been Well, I mean they've always had a bigger presence than Canada.
But now they are having like specialized troops.
Well, if you go by the convention, then it's Canadian because Canada has a whole bunch of freaking islands,
which are indeed populated.
But then you get into the same thing with the Greeks and the Turks.
But you know who's notoriously good at not giving a shit about conventions?
The Russians.
Yeah, and the Chinese.
And
the U.S.
And Hitler.
Wait. Why don't the Chinese do the South China Sea and start building Iceland in the Arctic?
Iceland?
Yeah.
What?
Like the South China Sea that. Mm-hmm. China started literally building islands.
It's too hot there?
No,
because now they can claim that nothing
comes. Artificial islands do not create murder in space.
According to them,
murder in space?
According to international law.
No, according to the convention, they don't create that.
According
create
to them?
What?
Yes.
They don't create what?
Their own spaces.
I mean, I wouldn't go to Iceland with a Chinese military base and yell at them.
Dude, it doesn't really fucking matter. They're going to do what they...
Yeah, because they're Chinese.
Realpolitik. He who has the bigger gun.
You know who came up with that? The Soviets. The Soviets wanted to...
China or Russia?
What?
I think the Russians or the Chinese have more
in Asia.
In Asia, the Chinese.
I heard that. Let's talk about what's going to happen this year in Mexico.
What's happening?
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I thought you were going like specifically.
No. I had my thing on NATO.
What do we think about what?
What do you think about
Mexico?
Where are we coming, Sweden? Where are we coming, Sweden?
First World War, right wing racist.
Okay, yeah. If you want to...
I'm going back to that.
But we're Mexican. We can't be racist.
Oh, yes, you can. I've met a lot of Mexicans who are racist. What do you guys just predict? How do you feel about Mexico in 2020?
I'm worried.
Okay.
I think it's worrying that...
What worries you the most as a young person in Mexico?
That our institutions are being severely weakened.
Like...
And they were weak.
And they were
like
weak.
Which ones were you? Which ones specifically are you?
Since NAFTA was approved in 1994, the worst trade deal ever made by any country, I think, in the world.
You're saying institutions specifically.
Yes.
What do you mean by institutions? Like specific institutions, like security institutions, or
a lot of them have been
democracy or
closed off. But like pro Mexico.
Like, have you heard of the Soviet Union?
And they did good work.
Imagine that, but in Spanish.
And the thing is, AMLO has this. They have no money.
Let me tell you what they're gonna do. Like, Guardia is gonna freak you.
There's less budget for them. It's all going to for the institutions that we need, for like the INE.
AMLO grew up like politically in the pretty authoritarian centralized rule of the presidencialismo, and now the advances that we had during the democratic transition of attempting to make stronger institutions relating to human rights and elections and things like that, AMLO is trying to close them off because he says that they don't work, and since they have never worked, we'd be better off without them.
Or like,
and they are weak.
Like which one specifically is he
talking about? The INE, la Comisión Nacional de Derechos Humanos.
What happened there was insane.
Insane.
Didn't you see the news about the new president of CNDH?
No. Is she like?
She has ties to Morena.
Apparently.
All right.
And she's like an activist for human rights, but she has
a senator.
Who is
no
it?
Qualifications to I don't know her name, like
Hold up. Okay, so the Human Rights Commission bugs you. What about
also the INE and things like that.
Yeah.
And we're also like
Rosario Rivera Ibarra.
Uh-huh.
What
and
about
also, our economy isn't zero?
Yeah, that's the thing that I wanted to ask you guys. Like, how do you feel about your future here in Mexico?
Scared.
I mean, like, not even in Mexico. Like, I think the whole world, like, our generation is never going to retire.
We're scared.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, also, like...
I'm not even thinking about retirement. How am I going to own my own house?
Dude, you're, like, 20-year-old. You're 20 years old. What do you think about retirement?
You know how hard it is to get a job for us as, like, international relations majors?
Y de por sí, there's no jobs.
Yeah, everybody goes through this panic thing.
No, but, like, people don't trust what we do. And they don't want to give us jobs anywhere. Like, anywhere.
I mean...
And in general, there's no jobs. Because there's no money.
There's
no decent jobs.
Yeah, because...
No.
I'll retire. I promise you, I'll retire at 60.
Yeah, but...
I mean, I'm not going to be one of these people that hangs out here until they're 80. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, no, but we are going into a bit of a recession, I think, worldwide.
Yeah.
And, like, the moment we actually, like, get out into the job market, it's when it's going to,
it's
hit full marks.
And it's already
full marks?
I mean, we're scared. We managed to stay afloat the last crisis, like the 2008 crisis.
Well, that was because...
And now we're doing really bad. So, if the rest of the world is doing really bad... No, the rest of the world is doing bad.
Well, give me some data. How are we doing bad?
No, like, according to Proceso, we are, like, development in Latin America is down, like, as a whole. Like, Latin America is going to shit. But we are, like, the least, we are among the least worst, like, in Mexico as a whole.
Yeah, but, like, the growth, the national growth was zero in the whole year.
Yeah, it's tanking. It's like, the Mexican economy is starting to tank.
Yeah.
People are not spending money.
Yeah.
Like, there were rebajas.
I am.
But you were in Canada.
You were here.
You're a boomer. Do you see what happens when I leave? Everything goes to hell.
Yeah.
I mean, Christ, hell.
More evidence that I'm, in fact, the son of God.
I mean, I thought the name was the
I'm the Messiah.
Yeah.
I'm the real Messiah.
I agree, is he?
Yeah. Not just Istorulas. Christ.
Okay. Resurrection.
Okay. Yeah.
It's in the name.
So, there's like, you know, all the news that we would hear about Mexico and Canada was like just bad fucking news. And it was, if it wasn't about murders, it was about like the economy. And if it wasn't about the economy, it was about the other thing that you mentioned in the beginning, like the institution.
Yeah. No, wait, did you hear that, like, apparently they are trying to unite, like, the... Like the part of the government that handles like shipping with the Marina, with the Navy.
You mean merchant marine?
Yeah, yeah, they are
trying to. A lot of countries have had that.
No, but like they are trying to like civilian shipping and military shipping become one.
Yeah, it's called unofficial merchant marine. But it's not that it's not as uncommon as you think it is.
No, yeah, but I was talking, it
worries you because of the implication that the military is taking over, right?
No. But like I was talking to a lot of
takeover.
No. The worrying is not that. Is that many people, like I was talking, I know people that are captains, like sea captains, and they are all thinking like, I'm gonna lose my job because
we're all thinking that even if we don't have jobs.
No, yeah.
That's the problem.
But that's like a millennial thing. It's not only a Mexican millennial thing.
Yeah,
but then you add the Mexican factor and it's worse.
Yep.
So what are your plans then? Do you have any plans? Where do you see yourselves in 5 years?
I might become a truck driver.
I need to graduate.
You're going to Sweden or Norway or... But, well, okay, so where do you see Valentina, 5 years? Where do you see yourself?
I have no idea.
Okay. But you don't look happy.
I'm worried... I mean, I know I don't want to be in Mexico.
Although I'm going to Paraguay or Uruguay, wherever you're from.
No, I don't think I want to be in America.
In the Americas?
Yeah, no.
You're going back to the
Italian.
Not in Canada with the cold?
No.
It's the thing is, it worries me that...
So bad.
They're getting really picky to choose people for PhDs and for masters, and I need to do one of those.
Well, I don't think you're going to have trouble with that.
You know how hard it is to get good grades in this school? I think I have to say
she's being was a little nasal.
She's whining.
Sarah, are you gonna join the Israeli armed forces? Defense forces?
The Mossad will technically definitely go, but not the actual army
part. See, by saying if Mossad will take me, Mossad will not take you.
Yeah. I'm just putting
you
it
just
out there.
You blew it.
I'm a great researcher.
You just blew your chances.
I don't think you understand what Mossad does.
Hmm?
I don't think you understand what Mossad does.
I don't think anybody really understands what Mossad does.
I don't think Mossad
does. Mossad doesn't even technically fucking exist.
They hunt Nazis.
Among other things.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
they run a hotel in Africa.
They do?
No, they used to.
To hunt Nazis. They made a movie about that.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was okay.
I mean, as good as you can make a movie about that.
Okay, goody, shut up. You're not letting other people... Fuck.
It's like your class all over again.
The point
is,
I can't go anywhere until I graduate.
So I have to graduate.
Well, when are you guys graduate? How long?
Hopefully in 1 year.
You guys are getting close. All right.
Feels further away.
So Mexico sucks. What are your millennial feelings about the world?
It's also sucking.
Yeah.
I mean, we have.
I'm actually considering going with Elon Musk to Mars to like colonize Mars.
Oh my god! Yes.
No, I
know. What's that? Elon Musk.
Tesla, SpaceX.
Tesla.
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
I might go to Mars. I mean, I actually have a chance.
I wouldn't be able to.
Did you submit your name?
We have dreams and aspirations.
We're very far from being able to go to...
They rejected you immediately, didn't they?
Yeah, there's enough kilometers, but there's these things called spaceships, and they do it really fast. So.
But they want people with good gene pools to go up there.
See. They accepted me. So I don't think they have standards.
I'm Jewish. What else do they want?
Poodle-poo.
Someone honest. No, actually, I might like become like a drug lord here in Mexico.
I mean, you have that look.
Don't even joke about that. It's bad.
No, I honestly, where I see you in the future, white supremacy in Alabama.
Why Alabama?
Right. Right now, looking at you.
I'm not even that white.
No, but you know what?
I'm going to take I have a question for you. What do you see?
Not really.
Where do I see you guys? Okay.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Living under which
place? You guys personally or like
no like us
should,
like, should. So where do I see you guys you personally? Well, yeah. Him, I just said like white supremacy Alabama.
Okay.
No, but no, Alabama really not like a nice state.
Okay, West non Virginia.
I'll take West Virginia.
Wait, what?
Or Virginia?
Yeah, because West Virginia
is like the white trash of Virginia.
No, West Virginia was with the Union.
Is there West in West?
Right.
I don't know.
It's the white trash of Virginia. The working class that were not land owners and didn't have slaves
and they joined the union and that's why they joined the union
and they joined the union because they were like poor white people.
Okay, Sarah.
Okay,
Tennessee. I'll do Tennessee.
All right. So I mean, I, you know, I
I'll take it. Tennessee for 500.
You're really not the cohort. You really don't have the profile, any of you, of someone who's going to be in trouble. And there's a lot of good reasons for that. First of all, you're extremely educated. You're well trained and well versed in various fields.
Are you coming on to me?
Yes, this is a gay thing, or a non-binary thing, or what is it?
So in Canada,
it's a non-binary thing.
So in Canada, you have been going to the psychologist. That's why you are more gay.
I just care more.
Huh?
The other thing, your language skills, your international profiles. Honestly, you're not exactly the people that I'm worried about. It's other people in your cohort that.
What's the cohort?
Like group.
Your group. Huh? Your age group. You know, that I think they're in much worse shape than you guys are. I mean, you are the creme de, honestly, the creme de la creme. So if anybody's going to be able to do anything, it's going to be you guys.
The creme de la
creme. I mean, I'm not complimenting. Well, yes, it is a compliment, but it's also I'm profiling. Right. People that need to worry.
We're aspiring to.
You are not the kind of people in your group that you should be worried about. However, I do feel this angst that.
Everything's going to shit.
Yeah, we are a little.
Yeah. And I've been saying this for 2 fucking years. I smell something.
Yeah.
Something's coming.
And it tends to come when the economy goes down.
Yeah.
It does. I don't know what that is, but
it's almost as if there was a correlation.
It's like people being in panic because they can't afford food. I think that has to do with it.
I'm having nothing to lose.
On a global basis, but I don't know. Just fuck, man. I've had this bad feeling for 2-3 years now. Just everything in the world is just shitty.
Yeah.
Everything. Everywhere you look is just bad news.
Yeah.
And
basically.
But wasn't it always that way?
I don't think so.
I sometimes feel like
no.
We just find out about more stuff.
No,
I honestly do think that history has been a downward spiral.
No, well, the Cold War wasn't this bad.
Really?
I mean, but you were younger.
I was your age, let's say.
Yeah, but you're always, I think, a bit more optimistic when you were younger.
And also, you remember things like more fondly than when they happened.
Yeah,
that's true. I do remember being very afraid in the '80s, but it was one vector. It was one issue.
Yeah.
It was the Cold War.
No,
it was always about let's try to keep this vector as stable and as balanced as possible.
And now we have a billion vectors,
8 million different things interacting simultaneously, which are very, very worrisome. How this is gonna play out in a weird kind of way? I kind of see this a little bit. Like before World War One.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, when we asked you what was the the things that you were most afraid of in the future, you were talking about cyber terrorism and superbugs, like the disease.
Those are other.
Like, so what do you see today?
The thing is so bad right now that those things are in a second level.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
But it's also, what are the biggest threats you think today?
Yeah.
I think a coming recession is going to be real, real fucking bad news. I think the way domestic politics in a lot of countries is moving... it's very, very troubling. It's not only Mexico, it's not only the United States. It's a lot of countries that are just, oh my God. Yeah. I mean, how could they be allowing these people in power? And it goes back to now it's okay to say things that nobody would say. They would keep their fucking mouth shut, even if they believed it 20 years ago. Now it's okay, anything goes. anything. You're allowed to say anything you want to say. You're allowed to have a 75-year-old president pick on a 16-year-old
girl
who's disabled, or not disabled, but has challenges, you know, that she has to deal with. But who the fuck? What 75-year-old picks on a 16-year-old?
Yeah.
What does it mean when we, you know what it looks like? It looks a lot like the shitty times of the first half of the 20th century.
Yeah, like
so the Cold War was actually like a breath of fresh air after those first 50 years.
And linking to what you were saying about like politics and recession, I do feel like there's like a big confrontation coming.
Yeah, no, we're
the other thing is that you're getting the extremists are
super radicalists, yeah,
but on both sides.
Yeah.
And it's almost as if now the separation, look at France. I mean, you have right wing extremists that have much more ultra right wing extremists that have a lot more in common with ultra left wing extremists.
Yeah.
They're asking for the same things. So it's not a yeah, I think
it's almost like a horseshoe. Like they go so much.
Actually, I was thinking of a croissant.
Yeah.
Ah. So the politics is like a croissant. So everybody in the middle, like normal people, like me.
You're in the middle.
But it's not like a left-right spectrum anymore.
No.
Because now you got like the radical left, who's in agreement with the radical fucking right. That looks a lot like Europe after World War I.
Yeah.
And then the multi-vector shit, where you have nationalism, where you have arms race, where you have all this other shit, and now we have even more.
Yeah.
Global warming.
I mean, we're probably in the dawn of like a bunch of civil wars or rebellions or things.
Or something.
Something's gonna hit the fan.
So what now?
Trump's gonna win.
Let's go to Mars.
Seriously? Yeah.
Yes.
But I think that's the whole point of the impeachment.
The impeachment is gonna.
What do you think is gonna happen to that?
They'll pass the articles of impeachment. He won't be impeached. But the only thing that's gonna do is gonna get him elected.
No, but hypothetically, if the impeachment works, the whole point is that hypothetically.
Well, the articles of impeachment.
Yeah, hypothetically, if the impeachment passes, the idea is not for him to leave office. The idea is for him not to get reelected. That's the whole point.
Yeah, but the
they want impeachment. Like maybe the papers will pass, but they want impeachment.
You don't
have the support. They just don't have it.
In Senate, you need a 2/3.
Yeah, they don't have the 2/3.
Yeah.
They don't have the half.
The numbers don't work.
So they'll pass the articles of impeachment, but impeachment is also a very political process. Everybody knows it. It has nothing to do with right and wrong. It has to do with politics and who you fucking happen to hate at that time. And we all know that. So if the Democrats wanted to win the next election, like you were saying before, they should have focused a lot more time on picking a better fucking candidate, because they have no one now that can win against Trump. Who's going to win against Trump?
Every single candidate they have.
My little heart wants to say Bernie.
It's not going to happen.
I know.
He'll win Vermont.
Saki.
Like I was
chosen. Elizabeth Warren doesn't have a chance. Why?
Like I was the other day, like a professor.
But she doesn't have national appeal.
No, like that's what Dennis was saying. Like all of the candidates are
Northeastern liberals.
Yeah, and they're not like for 30% of the voter population.
Okay, so who could they have chosen?
Nobody. They're all Northeast liberals or California liberals.
Like even like
they focus so much on being like politically correct and like
and you know whose fault this is? The
Democrats.
The Democrats, but like four in particular, the ones that are
Big Four, basically.
The newly elected ones.
I mean, the problem is that they have been
the Somali woman.
Yeah.
The,
Kamala Harris.
Kamala. Is she one of... She's in the Senate, though, isn't she? The House. It's not... Pelosi tried to fight the whole impeachment thing so that they can put more emphasis on a candidate. And what they have to do is they need to win the election. This is not going to get them to win the election.
They're just going to lose the election, and Trump's going to win by default.
And you know what?
No, and even if it works, they're going to... they're gonna get like Trump off the political of the presidential race, but they're gonna still lose against another republic.
Yeah, because there's
like the, it, and that's the best case scenario.
But it's too late for the Democrats to drop this because you have people.
Yeah, no, you're committed now.
They have the Somali.
You're in the.
You have the Somali leadership. Well, the Somali leadership, the Somali congresswoman with another two or three congresspeople that have been pushing the Democrats further and further to the left.
I mean,
you mean Ilhan Omar?
Huh?
Ilhan Omar? Who are you talking about?
This is a Somali congresswoman.
Omar. Ilhan.
Yeah, there's about three or four of them. Not Somalians. What?
The women.
Yeah, I think they're all women, but they're very radical.
Yeah.
No, and I mean,
and the United States, that kind of stuff does not appeal.
Why are they radical?
I mean, they're
for she Americans.
She defended herself against Trump's comments.
Yeah, I'm not saying that she's radical to me.
No,
I should correct myself. Saying that she is radical for American politics.
But why do we have to think that it's radical to defend yourself against someone who's saying go back to your own country? It's not okay.
It didn't start with that. She's made comments before, anti-Israeli comments. Plus, she doesn't.
They were called.
Look. The problem is that she's been pushing for impeachment when it's not in the interests of the Democratic Party to have an impeachment. It's in the interest of the Democratic Party
to launch a viable candidate. Yeah.
But you just said there's no,
but that's it.
They need to
find
one.
Pelosi
wanted
what
to
are they
do.
Going to find?
No, but even like you were saying about the big
under the bridge,
like Warren and Sanders are basically the same candidate. Like they push for the same thing, and they're like just splitting the vote for their own like own egos. And it's like one of you.
Maybe the only one that has got a bit of a chance, obviously, is Biden.
No, sorry.
I'm just saying, like, just launch Robert Downey.
Wait, you're picking.
I'm sorry.
Why don't you like Biden?
I like Biden.
He's like a nice guy, nice working class kind of guy.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
I think he's had his moment.
Oh yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, I don't want to say that, but we need younger people in office. Like, look at Finland.
Exactly.
Look at Finland.
Right.
We don't need. I'm sorry. We don't need Sanders. We don't need Trump. We don't need Biden.
There's a problem. So, who from the Democrats then has a chance to win a national election in the United States? None of them have the capacity to.
No, I know.
To win anything other than the Northeast or California.
But the fact that
our just most like Berkeley and
important hopes.
I mean, Beto was a candidate.
Yeah.
For president after he lost the election, for Christ's sake. Who runs for election after losing an election?
Have you seen Mexico like the last 20
years? I just think
years?
It's absurd.
As you see, Mexico, the United States is much more important because all of this shit has happened. All of the shit that we're looking at the world right now, to me, seems to have.
Candidates have good ideas.
Huh?
Most candidates have good ideas.
I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying that for America, they can win in Canada. They'll win in Finland. They'll win in Denmark. They won't win in the United States. And all of this shit seems to have like coincided precisely with the moment that Trump, all the bad shit that we're talking about in the world, coincides with fucking Trump.
I don't think
so. If we get another 4 years, the other thing is that. You know what? Honestly, if he fucking wins again, I've lost my faith in humanity.
Ooh, then you're
like maybe you could say the first time he won,
they didn't know
what they were getting, right? Now you know what you're getting.
How can you not know what you're getting?
Let's say
it's like the people who voted for AMLO
or the people who voted for him.
No,
a document there. It was called Mein Kampf.
Mm-hmm.
You knew what you were voting for.
No, I don't think
for Hitler.
I don't think you can draw a parallel
between Hitler and Trump.
Yeah.
Why?
I think you're like with Trump. Like many of the like I know people around America. I know the best people. And like they always like when I talk to them, the people that support Trump and they still do, is that like he has done great for the economy. Like you can be here criticizing, like you can be here sitting in Mexico and criticizing, but the image
has very little ability to impact.
I know.
Just happens to be there.
I know, but the perception is that he has done a lot of shit. And at the end of the day, that's politics. Politics is not if you are able to or not do something. It's that if you convince people about it. That's politics. Politics is selling stuff, not doing stuff. And maybe he always crashes his businesses, but he sold himself. And people bought it. And that's why he became president.
But
why,
that's exactly what Hitler did.
Why are people turning on him the way they're turning on him?
Sorry, Valentin. But wait. I get that, and I think all politicians do that, but something distinguishes Trump from the rest of politicians, the crap that this man says. I mean, he's 76 years old, he's the president of the United States, and he's picking on a 16-year-old, and people are going to vote for that guy?
No, honestly,
who the fuck is so fucking twisted and retarded that they would vote for a guy who's 76 years old and picks on a 16-year-old girl?
The thing that makes Trump different is that he doesn't stop talking. And so you as his supporter or as his opposition can pick up whatever you want from his conversation. But at the end, he says so much that at the end, nothing really matters.
If you vote for this man again, I now understand how Hitler won.
No, but like I saw, I saw like a truck in Alaska with like, piñata, like paper mache, or how do you call it in English? She was like 14-year-old then, like Greta, and like stuck in top of a truck, like a diesel truck, and something solid.
Yeah.
Like,
they pick up all these cues.
Yeah.
Which is what I was saying before.
But
now it's become okay to do these things.
Like, you can actually say, let's
never
kill this 14-year-old
20 years
girl.
Ago. You would, I mean, if a president of the United States
mocked
a 16-year-old?
Wait. Here's a question for you. Can you imagine Truman doing this?
Of course not.
No.
Can you imagine Eisenhower?
No president up until...
Not even Clinton.
Not even
and
Bush.
Clinton.
Maybe
Clinton.
Clinton was too smart politically.
He would like whisper into her ear.
No.
Oh, he tried to get her into bed because he's a fucking pedophile.
No.
This man has made it okay for all the shit that was hiding in the corners
to come out
after the end of the Second World War to come out
and hit the ceiling and like the fan
and we are so fucking screwed that now we have educated 20-year-olds at prestigious universities who question verified facts.
Yeah, I mean, and science can be questioned just because I don't believe it.
Well, that's the social constructivist thing.
Yeah.
I mean, and I was thinking about, like, how can we have students, like, on university level question people with doctorates on, like... You can question them on many things, but, like, verified facts, like, things that have been...
Oh, man.
Yes
or no? I mean, just because you have a piece of paper doesn't mean that...
There are
professors with PhDs that make a lot of factual mistakes, including myself.
Yeah.
So, it's not... God, whatever a professor says is not God's word.
No, but I think it's
except
wrong.
Except as is me.
I think it's wrong that people are believing that their words are complete.
Can we take this back to like a funny end of the year podcast and not a
depressing one? Let me get the rest.
But
of
it represents
list.
The end of 2019.
But it does.
That's
maybe
how we
the
all
end of
feel.
The world.
And you know what? 2020.
Yay.
2019 was shitty.
Yeah.
And 2020 is going to be
shitty,
worse.
It was shit.
2020 is going to be worse.
We need a new Christmas. Here's to a shitty Christmas and a crappy New Year.
No, really. It's next year's the election in the U.S.
Yeah.
Facundo, you wanna end on a happy note?
We can end on, like, did you hear, did I send you, like, the Russian Bon Jovi cover?
What?
It's the funniest thing ever.
The Russian Bon Jovi.
What?
Cover. Like, it's a song.
That sounds like something very, like, I would say.
Aggressively Russian guy with, like, an accordion.
Is it the Pope guy?
No.
Oh.
If you were able to give a present to, like, a Christmas present to a politician, who would it be and what would you get them?
Anthrax?
Jesus fucking
I don't get the question.
I retract my question.
You would donate money in their name to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, I was looking for the Russian Bon Jovi song.
It's so funny, okay, The Simpsons. Do your thing.
Is he allowed to do that? Shoot him or something?
Hey, do your thing.
Okay, let me
still
see.
We still have news for set? I know we do. Do we?
Okay, but we gotta...
Do we have news for set?
Ah, that's Mexico.
Sing the song for a broken hearted. No silent prayer for the faith departed.
What song is it?
I heard it just my face in the crowd. You couldn't hear my voice. I shout it out much. It's my way.
What's our closing? What's our closing?
I just don't think there's anything really. I mean, we're still alive. Like, repeated. Okay, so I'm grateful for my family.
I'm grateful. I'm honestly grateful that you are back.
I'm happy that I'm back.
I think we all are.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
We missed
the semester without you.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's sweet.
We missed the teacher.
And we had...
Loser at us. No, we also had sort of, like, crisis we wanted to come talk to you about. And
pero
there
gracias también eso.
I don't know. Okay, can I be real?
We really got to close this.
Can I be super real for a second? There were times I would come around this hallway... And I would just, like,
you would cry when
I would hope your door would open. I would really try.
There
were days I would really come.
Yeah, I think we would walk all the way up here and be like, and then we would go away.
I never did that.
We did.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we were on Skype like once a week.
Yeah. No. I had enough of you.
You know, invita.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so guys, we'll finish. Happy holidays. Predictions are bad for 2020. Let's hope our predictions are. But let's
you
hope
could
our bad predictions.
Some more leaders, though. No, don't do it. We're not condoned.
The Hungarian tradition.
Show me them.
The Hungarian, yes. The Hungarian tradition of a bullet to the back of killing yourself with a bullet to the
back. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah.
Here's
don't
kill
yourselves.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Bye. Happy New Year.
And Hanukkah.
Please don't call.
And Kwanzaa and stuff.
Kwanzaa?
Yeah.
It's around this time.
Don't believe the government. Giraffes are.
This is like, well, I'm going to make up a holiday now, too. You know, I'll make up Kwanzaa.
Happy Saki Day.
Happy Columbia Day.
Giraffes are technically kosher.
Huh?
Giraffes could be kosher.
What was that Seinfeld holiday that was a holiday for other people who didn't like any of the holidays? It was
Christmas.
It was called. I forget. I'll find.
I mean.
I'll put.
Happy holiday is actually the flying spaghetti monster holiday.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm done. Yeah, I'm finished. I'm turning these off. It's my life, it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live when I'm alive. It's my life, my heart is like an open highway. By breaking shit, I did it my way. I just wanna live. Looking, even looking, gotta make your own bread.
life.